This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
I'd like to call to order the committee on joint legislative procedure and kind of try to quiet down the basketball talk up here. So
yeah, you had a lot to do with that.
Sorry,
I said that out loud.
We'd like to greet the folks on the internet, and I'd like to ask their indulgence for the meeting going out of order. And I'd like to welcome the guests that are joining us today. And I'd like the pages to take a moment to come up and introduce themselves and tell us a little about what your current endeavors are and what your future might bring.
Okay, my name is Kaylee Kirsted, and I am going to SDSU for nursing and business.
I'm Caden Doris, and I'm going to Northern for business administration.
Thank you for that. At this time, I'd like to remind folks to turn their cell phones off, and at this time, we'll have the secretary call the roll.
Representatives Holly.
Here.
Gosch.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Westra.
Here.
Nicholson.
Here.
Wink.
Here.
Lieutenant Governor Michaels.
Here.
Senator Frerichs.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
Brown.
Yes.
Holine.
Here.
Soholt.
Here.
Heineman.
Here.
Kamak.
Here.
There is a quorum.
We have a quorum. At this time, I would entertain a motion for approval of the minutes last meeting. Moved by Senator Holine, seconded by Senator Mickelson. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the minutes are approved. I don't believe that we're going to have anyone that intends to testify, but in case you do, be sure and sign in the back. And remind anyone that has anything that they want to hand out to have use the pages to have that distributed, and questions will be addressed through the chair. And at this time, we will move on to the business at hand. The first thing that we will discuss will be the approval of the calendar of the 92nd legislative session.
Mr. Chairman, everybody should have in front of them a yellow sheet calendar and a green sheet calendar. These are both very similar to the current year's calendar for the current session that we've used. They're both 38-day sessions. There are some common changes there in that we have moved the veto day back to Monday. This year it's going to be a Tuesday because Easter falls on the Sunday prior, but that is not the case next year, so we can move veto day back to Monday, the 27th of March, and you see that in both calendars. I have a question mark on the State of the Tribes address on the first Thursday of session. Something for you to consider if you want to go ahead and put that on the calendar now, or if you want to leave it off the calendar for the time being and open to future scheduling. That's something for you to decide. And then the differences between the two calendars really just come down to the week of January 30th through February 3rd. And the issue here is the military ball. Both calendars are really attempting to maximize the number of Monday through Thursday work weeks. Now, the yellow calendar takes the approach that we did this year, which is it sort of sets the schedule around that Thursday evening military ball, which next year would fall on Thursday, February 2nd. And so it proposes a Tuesday through Friday schedule for that week, because if Thursday is a getaway day, then attendance at the military ball is understandably much lighter. And so it sort of works around that by making that a Tuesday through Friday work week. The green calendar goes ahead and goes with a Monday through Thursday work week. So it's essentially maximizing the number of Monday through Thursday work weeks. The only Tuesday through Friday weeks would be the first week of the session, which of course it has to be because the session starts on a Tuesday, and then the 2 weeks where you have Monday holidays for Martin Luther King and President's Day. If you were to adopt the green schedule, we would talk to the folks who put together the military ball about the possibility of moving it to a Monday, to Monday, January 30th, because essentially we'd be gaining that as a possible social calendar day. I've spoken with General Reich. He's reluctant to move the military ball, would prefer to leave it where it is on Thursday evening, which is where it is currently scheduled. I've also spoken to the Ramkota, and the Monday evening on January 30th is currently not scheduled as far as that large room that they use for the ball. So it would appear to be open and could be moved, but the military folks would prefer not to. So that's what I know about that situation in the military ball.
Lieutenant Governor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Within our organization, the governor has me as the executive committee member responsible for the military, and obviously do whatever you wish. But the context of this is deeper because there's a lot of training that goes around in the meeting on that Friday. And there's also individuals that fly in that you've seen, you've never met before until those events. They're called Emergency Preparedness Liaison Officers. And they're the individuals from Fort Collins or other places that meet with our disaster preparedness people, too. And it doesn't mean that life has to revolve around that schedule, but we would prefer, from that perspective, as Jason's doing his job giving you alternatives. One other thing that I would point out is we don't know if there are rooms, since they usually take up most of that. But maybe, Jason, you found that they had rooms. But on behalf of the general and the concomitant things, one last point, I'm sorry, is weekend travel might be during some of these drill times. They alternate travel and drill, and so it might invoke a travel and issue when we have drills. And so that's another complication. Again, do whatever you wish, but I wanted to give you more facts. We certainly would prefer the current, the first agenda.
Representative Gosch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would piggyback on those remarks. As I look at these two calendars, the only difference, as pointed out, is that one day. And I know there would be some who would be objectionable to a short weekend, but ever since I have been here, the military ball has been on that Thursday. I don't think we should ask them to move that date that they've always had that on. It's a great event, gives legislators a good opportunity to meet members of the military from their district, sit at their table, get to know what they do, where they've been. A lot of them have served overseas as well, so you get to hear some of their stories. We get to know and have a better appreciation for our military personnel in South Dakota. And when we haven't had a legislative day on the day following the military ball, the attendance is probably half or less. So I would, for those reasons, agree with the Lieutenant Governor and ask that we adopt Y1.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Schoenbeck.
I'll give you a non-social calendar reason to think about that option as well. And that's because that week is the last week for bill introduction. And by moving it to a Tuesday to Friday week, you're giving the legislators one more day. And that's kind of a hectic time when people are looking at bills, looking at ideas. And so they actually pick up one more day with the LRC staff and one more day for themselves to work before the bill introduction deadline. I think substantively it's better.
Representative Hawley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm torn in between two. Actually, I've been going to the military ball for 25 years, different clothing at different times at it. But it's invaluable, and the Guard loves it, and legislators love it, and everybody else. But The only reason that I came into the legislature was when they changed to four-day work weeks. It made it a potential that I could have one day a week with my staff. What I have found on Mondays is I got to leave the office at noon, and I'm talking mine, and I'm sure there are other business owners out there that are thinking of legislature. I have to leave at noon, so if you keep them on Fridays, a person can have a full day in your office with your staff or whatever else you're doing. And I don't know how many people that impacts. I would hope that we could get more people in the business age and business owners in the legislature, and we need to encourage a calendar as much as possible that helps them be able to do this second job. The guards, it's extremely important that we have a session the next day after that dining out. Personally, you know, I've been involved in those training meetings and struggling drill travel, and that has no impact. They're going to be here. If it's on Monday, they're going to be here. It's a command performance. They're going to be here. So I would lean to the yellow calendar strictly from that standpoint.
Or green. No,
I'm colorblind. I'm colorblind. It's a personal problem.
Is there any further? Is there further? Representative Mickelson.
I think the legislators I've talked to about the calendar would prefer every work week to be Monday through Thursday, so they had some consistency in their schedule. And so when I went to Jason and said, this is what I'm hearing from the legislators, they can organize their week, they know what day they have off, and then we ran into the practical implications of two holidays in the first week. And so the only week that we would have the opportunity to change is this week. And I don't know what's all involved in changing the military ball date to a Wednesday. If that's feasible, I think this would accommodate legislators' schedules better. Just, that's my view.
Is there further discussion? Sure. Senator Farks.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I, it doesn't matter to me either way on the calendars, but I would just welcome and remind everyone if we can make the make it official as far as having that State of the Tribes listed there. I mean, unless there's some protocol that it can't be, but I just don't want us to forget that when we make a motion on either a choice as far as the calendars. Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator Brown.
I move we adopt Y1.
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Brown, seconded by Gosch, that we adopt Y1.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Schoenbeck.
Would the good senator consider a friendly amendment or amending his motion to remove the question marks from the State of the Tribe, which I think is part of the issue with adopting the calendar?
That's acceptable.
So we would consider that as part of the motion. Okay. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hunt.
Is there any reason why we couldn't have the State of the Judiciary and the State of the Tribes on the same day? I'm thinking that would give us a full day, because when we have the speeches and the state ofs, it kind of interrupts the day in that sense. I just throw it out as an idea.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Schoenbeck.
Others may have stronger butts, but I'm going to tell you, I think you're going to get a lot of legislators are going to get tired of sitting in their chair through two back-to-back long speeches.
Mm-hmm. Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would concur with that. I mean, I think it's important that we keep those separate. I thought the State of the Tribes went very well this last round, and I would hope that we could give it our full attention on its own day. I think it went very well, and I think we'll continue to see the progress in this area. And I mean, that's a good plan to leave it on its own day. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion? If there's no further discussion, the motion is to adopt Y1, the yellow calendar. And if there's no further discussion at this time, the Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor, aye. Those opposed, nay.
I wanted to restate the motion because we corrected that. The motion is to adopt Y1 and remove the question marks behind the say to the tribe's address.
Representatives Holly?
Yeah.
Gosh?
Aye.
Hunt?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Westra?
Aye.
Mickelson?
No.
Wink?
No.
Senators Ferrix?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Holine?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
12 ayes, 2 nays.
There are 12 ayes, 2 nays. We will adopt Y1, the yellow calendar. We'll move on to reviewing possible changes for the following joint rules of the legislature. And the first one we're going to review is consideration amendments to Joint Rule 5-1.1, amendments proposing penalties.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This first proposed change, and by the way, these are rule changes for what would become essentially the temporary rules for the 2017 legislative session, and you would operate under these rules next year until the 2017 legislature adopts permanent rules. Section 5-1.1 and the changes here are just technical corrections. They relate to some terminology changes that we've had in the law and getting the rule aligned with what the law says. The law no longer describes fiscal impact statement. It speaks to prison or jail population cost estimates. And so this is just a verbiage change to bring the joint rule into alignment with the terminology now used in the law.
Representative Mickelson.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but a fiscal impact statement's different than a prison or jail population cost estimate.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Mickelson, a fiscal impact statement is essentially what we used to call prison or jail impact statements. There are also fiscal notes, which is different, and you'll see that actually in 6C-1. There's a reference to fiscal notes, but then there's also a separate reference at the bottom of that section to fiscal impact statement. So they are two different things. A fiscal note is something that can be requested for any bill, and there's a process for how you request that, and then the staff will work to put together to determine the fiscal impact overall of that bill. The fiscal impact statement, which is now called a prison or jail impact or prison or jail population cost estimate, just relates to more narrowly the question of the impact that a bill has on our prison and jail populations and the costs that flow from that.
Is there further discussion or questions?
Chair.
Representative Gush.
I would move we adopt 5-1.1 proposed amendments.
It's been moved by Representative Gush, seconded by Senator Brown. Is there any further discussion? If there's no further discussion, the Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Representatives Holly?
Aye.
Gosh?
Aye.
Hunt?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Westra?
Aye.
Mickelson?
Aye.
Wink?
Aye.
Senators Ferrix?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Holine?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Unanimous.
The vote is unanimous. We will adopt the proposed change. At this time, we'll consider amendments to Joint Rule 6C-1, bills and resolutions that require fiscal notes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The change to 6C-1 is identical to the change in the last joint rule. This section really deals with fiscal notes, but there is a reference at the bottom of the section saying that this rule does not apply to, and you have again this fiscal impact statement verbiage, which would change to prisoner jail population cost estimates.
Senator Soholt.
Mr. Chair, I would move due pass on the proposed change to Rule 6C-1.
Been moved by Senator Soholt, seconded by Representative Gosch. Is there a further discussion? If there's no further discussion at this time, the Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor, aye. Those opposed, nay.
Representatives Hawley.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Westra.
Aye.
Nicholson.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Senators Ferrix.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Unanimous.
The vote is unanimous. The considered amendment is passed. At this time, we will consider amendment to Joint Rule 6C-1.1, request for fiscal note by any member.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The change here, I think, is also a technical correction, although it is one that's more substantive than the last couple. 6C-1 creates fiscal notes and says that fiscal notes can be requested for a bill, amendment, or resolution. And then 6C-1.1 describes the process by which a fiscal note may be requested. It appeared to be an oversight that 6C1 allows fiscal notes for bills, amendments, or resolution, but then the process by which those are requested doesn't mention amendments. So this would simply add amendment to the existing process for how fiscal notes can be requested. We did have to integrated a little bit differently in subsection 4 because that speaks to fiscal notes being requested for a bill or resolution before second reading. You don't have second reading of amendments, so we just added in or when the amendment is introduced.
Senator Brown.
I move we adopt the change to 6C1.1.
Second. It's been moved by Senator Brown, seconded by Representative Mickelson.
Mr. Chair.
Lieutenant Governor.
I actually, we're going to look at my gray beard here because he was my speaker. Skipper? I just have a dim memory on 6C TAC 1.1 on 4. And like I said, it's very dim, but if I wanted to gum up the system, this is a 517 workaround. So yesterday, if I really wanted to be a son of a biscuit, I would have invoked this rule and had no problem from the well getting a fifth. I just think we've got to be aware of that. And for some reason, I remember we have debated this. I just can't remember it, Speaker Hunt. It doesn't mean that you don't want to go down that path, but it's just so that we're aware, I think it's a way to get around 517. So,
Representative Gosch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I think Lieutenant Governor has a good catch here. I think that's exactly what will happen in the future, and I think that's not the intention of proposing that particular change in the rule. And I think the damage, potential damage, is greater than the potential good of having that in that subpart 4.
Is there any further discussion? Representative Gosch.
I would move to adopt 6C-1.1 with the exception of subpart 4.
Representative Wink.
You want to include on line number 3 to make the or at the end of the line?
We would keep the rule as it is in the book now, just for purposes of amending the rule, just eliminate subpart 4 from the proposal. So subpart 4 would remain in the rule book, but just for purposes of today and discussing any amendments, ignoring subpart 4. Thank you.
I'll second.
Okay, that's a substitute motion. Okay. It's been a substitute motion by Representative Gosch and seconded by Representative Mickelson to remove, to adopt the proposed change with less subpart 4. Is there further discussion? If there's no further discussion, at this time the Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor, aye. Those opposed, nay.
Representatives Holly.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Westra.
Aye.
Mickelson.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Senators Frerichs.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Holin.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Unanimous.
We have a unanimous vote on the substitute motion and hereby passes. At this time, we will consider amendment to Joint Rule 3-3, Office of Enrolling and Grossing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the current situation is that both the majority and minority parties in both chambers are each assigned a secretary for the session, this proposed change would bring the rule into alignment with that practice and add majority party.
Is there any further discussion? Representative Hawley.
Thank you. We had this discussion back in executive board last year, and I fully support that there should be a secretary in the majority offices. I had assumed there always was, and I found out that they were actually committee secretaries. So I think this is a good amendment.
Any further discussion? I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Holin.
I move the changes to 3-3.
Second. Second by Senator Heineman. Any further discussion? If there's no further discussion, the Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor, aye. Those opposed, nay.
Representatives Holly.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Westra.
Aye.
Mickelson.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Senators Frerichs.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Holin.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Unanimous.
The motion passes unanimous. At this time, we'll consider amendments to Joint Rule 7-11, Introduction of the General Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is actually a recommendation from the Executive Board that was adopted back in December, but was not added to the proposed budget process rule changes because it involves flipping which chamber gets the G-bill first. And if it had flipped midterm, it would have resulted in one chamber getting the G-bill both years during this term. So this would apply starting in the 2017 session, and it would simply change it to where essentially the Senate would get the G-bill first and the House would get it second. The idea behind the recommendation from the Executive Board is that under term limits, it's more common to see legislators move from the House to the Senate than from the Senate to the House. And so there tends to be more experience in the Senate. And so I think the thought was that give the Senate the G-bill the first year of a new term, that more often than not there will be more experience on that Senate side, and then give it to the House the second year.
Is there discussion on the proposal?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Heineman.
I just move, move Rule 7-11 be approved.
It's been moved by Senator Heineman, seconded by Senator Holin. Any further discussion? If there's no further discussion, at this time the Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor, aye. Those opposed, nay.
Representatives Holly.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Westra.
Aye.
Mickelson.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Senators Frerichs.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Unanimous.
The motion passes unanimous. At this time, we will consider amendments to Joint Rule Chapter 17, Legislative Deadlines.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This was something requested by the Speaker to essentially provide more time for the introduction of resolutions and commemorations. This would push it the deadline back an extra 5 days, which would gain an additional weekend. And you kind of see how it would play out on the yellow calendar that you adopted, understanding that the impact of Joint Rule 17-2 would shorten it up by 1 day, so it would actually fall on the 32nd day on the new calendar rather than the 27th day on the new calendar. Having spoken with the staff a little bit at LRC, it may be that maybe a 31st day, might be a little bit better balanced just in terms of the workflows of getting a little more time and having time for the drafters to write the resolutions, but then also providing enough time for the folks who do the engrossing to get those engrossments done, so it's not all coming at the end. So 31st might work a little bit better for the staff, but obviously we'll work around whatever you choose to adopt.
Is there any further discussion on the proposal? Representative Wink.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, this we had a situation this year. There was a lot of state tournaments, the wrestling and so on, that came about, and that we had legislators that wanted to do commemorations for their home teams and so on, and so we ended up having to suspend the rule so that they could do that. I did talk to our chief clerk, and she said it's commemorations are really not a lot of work for their staff and so on, and she was fine with it. It's not like adding something else to her deadline schedule. So she was fine with it, so I thought I'd propose it to where we wouldn't have to suspend the rules in order to somebody could congratulate their hometown team.
Any further discussion? Senator Brown.
I don't know that I necessarily have any objection to the commemoration part, but I do recall we've had substantial discussion over the resolutions, and there was concern in the past that as you got towards the end there, you kind of are switching into budget setting mode, and the staff was pretty occupied with that. And I believe that it was only a year or two ago that we probably shortened up that deadline, and the intent was mainly on the resolution end of it. I understand the commemoration part. I don't know if I have any heartburn with that. I just would maybe give a little bit of pause to considering the part about the resolutions.
Any further discussion? Senator.
I would certainly agree with that. I was wondering if we could do something just dealing with the commemorations by themselves and leaving the resolutions where they are.
Representative Gosch.
Well, and just to add to that, a few years ago we had an issue with an abuse of commemorations being sought, and then the amount of time that was being taken up by the chief clerk and her staff of producing multiple copies and jacketed copies for many, many commemorations that were being used primarily for campaign purposes. And that was the primary reason we shortened up those deadlines, and then also made it consistent with all the other deadlines. To suspend the rules this year to allow a couple commemorations in light of state wrestling championships was not onerous. It was supported by the whole body, and I think in the future that would be supported again in light of that. But in light of who may or may not be coming back in the near future, and the deadlines that were set as a result of that, I'm not sure you may want to go down this path quite yet.
Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'll do a... Do we have a motion on this yet?
We do not.
I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and amend it. And in F, at the end of origin, add or concurrent resolutions. And then in G, scratch the line that says concurrent resolutions and.
Do you have those changes?
Mr. Chairman and Representative Mickelson, instead of on at the end of F, instead of saying or concurrent resolutions, since the first part of F says last day to pass bills or joint resolutions by the House of Origin, would we also say or introduce concurrent resolutions?
Yes, I'll amend my motion to say so.
Okay. And then on G, you wished to strike just, let's see, last name or introduction. Just concurrent resolutions and...
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, is there a second on that?
Not yet. Second. It's been moved by Representative Mickelson and seconded by Representative Wink for the proposed change. Is everyone clear on that, or do you like it read back?
I'd like to speak to it when it's
Representative Schoenbeck.
Thank you. I agree with the majority, House Majority Leader, that it's not that. And of course, coming from Webster, where wrestling championships come all the time, so this is a major concern for my alma mater. I think we were able to accommodate it quite easily without changing the rule, and I didn't have the opportunity to be here when you had the other issues a couple of years ago, but it seems to me we should defeat the motion, leave it as is, and it's a simple matter to accommodate when Webster wins a wrestling championship next year.
Okay. All right. We have a motion on the floor and a second. Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'll just say the change is modest. The objections have been addressed by moving the concurrent resolutions deadline back to where it used to be, and it saves us having to suspend the rules. I think the speaker checked with the chief clerk, and she said this is fine. So I'm not sure what we're worried about by changing the rule. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? Representative Gosch.
I appreciate the previous comments. It's also a reflection of how quickly people forget about how things happen and how things worked. I'm going to oppose the motion as well.
Any further discussion? Senator Ferg.
Thank you. I got a question for the sponsor of the motion. I just was curious, are you planning to keep the 33rd day then as far as it's proposed in front of us? I mean, is that part of your motion as well?
The question was, are we planning to keep the 33rd day as part of that proposed change?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to make certain that that's was part of the motion.
Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Representative. Senator Holding.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Make a substitute motion to table.
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Holleen, seconded by Representative Westra to table. The secretary will call the roll. All those in favor, aye. Those opposed, nay.
Representatives Holly?
No.
Gosch?
Aye.
Hunt?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Westra?
Aye.
Mickelson?
No.
Wink?
No.
Senators Frericks?
No.
Sutton?
No.
Brown?
No.
Holleen?
Aye.
Soholt?
No.
Heineman?
Aye.
Kamak?
No.
This is earth shattering.
Six eyes.
There's what? What's it?
Six reconsideration.
there's six ayes, eight noes. The motion fails.
Back on the original motion.
Any further discussion on the original motion? If there's no further discussion on the original motion, the secretary will call the roll. Those in favor, aye. Those opposed, nay.
Representatives Hawley?
Aye.
Gosch?
No.
Hunt?
No.
Schoenbeck?
No.
Westra?
No.
Mickelson?
Aye.
Wink?
Aye.
Senators Ferrix?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Holeen?
No.
Soholt?
Aye.
Heineman?
No.
Kamak?
Aye.
Eight ayes, six nays.
There are eight ayes, six nays. The motion passes. Is there any further business, Lieutenant Governor?
I think that given the number of individuals that we have here who have been presiding officers and have had those experiences, we only have a couple of days left with people who are in our front staff, in our clerk and secretarial team in the Senate and the House. And I would encourage and respectfully request that Mr. Hancock and his team do a review with them about how to improve the process so that we don't have as much paper. And let's just face it, we're in and out of this, myself included. And so we come back from a long summer break and we see that we've got all this paper moving through, everything from having to write in journal entries to give to somebody to journal, and then they do it, or you take it to E&E or the amendments. The messages certainly make sense orally, especially this time. But it would seem to me that since we can do banking without paper and that we can keep track of all that, we can do major transactions, we can do medical records, I'll keep the list going, that we should find a way to improve that, but only do it with those individuals who really understand it, and kind of do a survey with them of any thoughts and match it up then with the law and get a report to this committee here as to some improvements. A few you can't do because of the Constitution, or we'd need to modify the laws, but there's just way too much paper flying around. And one statement I think last couple of months ago was, well, we needed to keep track of it to make sure that it was done correctly. Well, in this electronic age, you do have metadata. You can keep track of it. You can date it. So really, the great news for you is I'm done talking.
Is there any further business to be brought before the committee, or any further discussion? Okay. So at this time, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Heineman, seconded by Representative Mickelson. We're adjourned.